When people saw how cute our little granddaughter was, it was hard to believe she was actually related to me, but she was our little princess. When she was little, she loved princesses, yeah. In fact, she had a princess skirt and top and tiara that she liked to wear around the house sometimes. She looked like Cinderella at the ball. When she'd answer the phone, I'd say, "Hi, princess," and sometimes she'd say, "I'm not a princess." And then I have been told she actually ran the phone like a scanner over her jeans and the shirt that she was wearing. And when I asked her why she was not a princess, she let me know her clear-cut reason. "I'm not wearing my princess clothes." Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the princess in your mirror. I always have told my granddaughter, "Honey, I don't care what you're wearing. You're always my princess." Believe it or not, that's how God feels about a woman who's listening right now. When your Heavenly Father sees you, He sees His princess. And your reaction may be just like my granddaughter's, "I'm not a princess." You don't think you look like a princess. Maybe you've been treated like anything but a princess. Or maybe what you do all day doesn't make you feel very special about yourself. You've been settling for so much less than you were created for because you don't realize how much you matter to God. But God's still saying, however you look, however you've been treated, however insignificant you feel, you're always my princess. Hard to believe? Then listen to our word for today from the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 6, beginning with verse 16. The Bible says, "We are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." So, God is the Lord Almighty, the King of all kings. That's what the Bible says. And God says that if you're a woman in His family, you're His daughter. And what do they call the daughter of a king again? Let's see. I seem to remember it's called a princess. You are God's handmade masterpiece creation. The Bible says that all of us, even though we were created by God, we were created for God, have rebelled against God. We've hijacked our life from Him. We've broken His laws and done it my way instead of His way consistently. And that leaves us cut off from the Father that we were made for. And since He gave you your worth in the first place, well, you're never going to feel how special you are until you get back to your Father. And that's where the very expensive purchase came in. God loved you so much that in the words of the Bible, He gave His one and only Son. He came to die in your place, to pay for the very sin that has cut you off from Him. And when Jesus was dying on the cross, most of His disciples were nowhere to be found, but the women were there, whatever it might cost them. They had found in Jesus the Savior they could trust, the one who made them feel clean and valued and safe. And He wants to do that for you if you'll open your heart to Him and let Him into the life that He paid for with His life. No one has ever loved you like He does. No one ever can. If you've been living without Christ in your heart, you want to belong to the one who loves you more than anyone, tell Him that right now. "Jesus, thank you for dying for my junk. I was made for you. You're the love I've been looking for my whole life. Beginning today, I'm yours." And you know what? I put into our website all the information you need to be sure you belong to Him. Would you check it out today? It's anewstory.com. Please, anewstory.com. The old fairy tales tell of a prince who comes to rescue the princess. Well, what the Bible says is no fairy tale, but the Prince of Heaven came to earth to die, to rescue a woman destined to be a princess in God's family. That woman is you.